Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I'm sure if you're following general election 2024, you probably saw the videos of Simon Harris and Mary Lou McDonald, and they were both in Monaghan yesterday, but they managed to visit the Sound Quality Gifts shop in Monaghan town while they were on the campaign trail. And they met Helen Drum, who's the manager of the shop, and she treated them both to a jive. Helen is with us on the show today. Helen, how did the dance-off come about?
Well, everybody that comes to the shop is always very welcome to either dance or sing. Small business, it's a novel way that I have to attract people to my business, and it's all light-hearted and there's a great spirit.
So does everybody have to dance?
No, you don't have to. And the first thing people might say when they come in is, Helen, I'm not in camera, am I? So no, nobody has to dance, nobody has to sing, but a lot of people love to come for the bit of crack and the bit of fun. And as I say, it's light entertainment and it's something different that I have to offer as a small business. Because as you well know, small businesses are struggling at the minute.
You're kind of well known, Helen, too, though, on social media.
I am, and it all happened, of course, with a famous umbrella called Rain Shader, and everybody, of course, now wants one of my Rain Shaders because it is something with a difference. And I just happened to do my first TikTok, and I never knew what TikTok was, but I lifted the umbrella and I said, I am your mother, you listen to me. Pointed at the umbrella and said, Mother's Day gift, umbrella. And it just went fire.
Yeah, I'm looking at a video of it here on TikTok, and I think you gave one of the videos to one of the umbrellas to Mary Lou McDonald yesterday as well.
Absolutely, because I wanted to make sure she was well covered.
But this was the funny part of this, and a lot of our listeners would have spotted this online. You challenged Mary Lou and Simon Harris to a dance off and to jive with you. Was that pre-arranged or did it just sort of come about when they were in the shop with you?
No, I never arrange anything. I haven't a clue what's going to happen. I did receive a call and asked, would I mind if they popped in to see me? And I said, everybody's welcome. I don't care who or what people are into. My door is open to everybody. And therefore, I was asked, could they come in? Simon, excellent, but he needs a little bit of an improvement. He needs to visit Monaghan. He needs to visit me a little bit more. That was Mary's second time, so I can see that she was doing well.
Yeah, she'd a bit more rhythm, maybe, had she?
But you know something? At the end of the day, we have to say, you know, life is too serious. And I know that there's a lot going on, but we have to make things a bit more lighthearted. Mm. And that's what Sound Quality has to offer. And I do listen and appreciate where people are coming from. The struggling in life.
Yeah, oh, sure, I know. But you're...
And the costs of everything. Yeah. But look at, I'm on the other end. I just love the fun on the crack. And might I add, it's not about money. Yes, I need money, but I'm a people person. I love people and I really enjoy the fun and the crack.
Yeah,
and that's my entertainment.
Yeah, well, you can certainly see that, Helen, and in the videos yesterday as well. You were very, you've certainly embraced both Mary Lou and Simon, and by all accounts, it seemed like it was a little bit of fun on the campaign trail. Helen Drum, thanks a million for joining us on the show today.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the best part I thought about the online videos, though, was everybody rating Simon and Mary Lou, their performances when they were jiving on TikTok. Kelly Smith is the owner of Dancecraft Dance School based in Dublin. Kelly's with me in studio today. Well, you were really here to see if I could do any better than Simon and Mary Lou.
Well, you definitely did, Andrea. Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. You were super.
I
suppose to explain to listeners that you were with us a little earlier today and you put me through my paces and taught me a few steps on how to jive.
And she did. very well, I might
add. Not as gracefully now as I might have thought, but no, you know, we got there.
No, you got there. You were really, really, really good. As I say, everyone can jive.
Yeah, like, is it a hard type or form of dance to take up?
No, it's not. And I often explain in my classes, like, you're rocking from foot to foot when you're in a queue out of boredom. You're turning in your kitchen to get something out of the oven. You forget your keys. You do a 180 to go back into the house. And that is jiving.
It's as simple as that.
It's
I don't know if it was that simple now, to be
that.
Honest, but
it is.
We were on the balcony here in News Talk a little earlier today, having my first jive lesson, jiving dance class. There's a lot of, you know, speed and kind of pace to it, I suppose, compared to other forms of dance.
It is quite fast, but there's slows in it too. There's two slows, two quicks, repeated. So you do get a little minute to recover. The timing, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick. So it is fast. I suppose what makes it fast is the amount of rotation.
Yeah.
You're constantly rotating. You know, you work up a bit of a sweat now jiving.
Yeah.
It's a great form of fitness.
But that's the thing. And like, there's been a huge, you know, resurgence to jiving in, I'd say, the past decade here in Ireland. Like, I know from at home and in Donegal and particularly in Bundoran, over the years, there were an awful lot of kind of dance, I suppose, what do you call them, dances, but like, you know, Nathan Carter and, mm-hmm. and others like him performing, and it was always a really young audience that were out in front of him.
Yeah, the funny thing is, it's young and old, it's timeless. I have children coming to me learning to jive, and I'd say my eldest is in her 80s and she is flying around. It doesn't really matter, I don't think, the age. I find now a lot of young people are beginning to take it up. And I think it's the social aspect of it as well. You're not behind a screen. You're getting out and meeting people. I recently had an engagement.
From a jive class?
From a class, yeah. Right. They met in the class a few years ago and they've just gotten engaged.
Yeah.
So it's a great form of meeting people. You know, you don't need a partner to come. A lot of people come on their own. I know Eve and Jim, congratulations.
Yeah.
They both came alone. You know, you can come with your parents. There's a lot of family members come together, a lot of couples. So you can just get up and go and do it.
Yeah. So that increased popularity and interest in jiving that we've noticed over the years. So it's still there.
Oh, yeah. And the music's fantastic. And there's so many events around the country that you can go and socialise and dance and meet new people. It's fantastic. Sure, there's even trips abroad now to Spain where a lot of jivers are going off and spending the weekend jiving. A lot of good musicians from Ireland are going over and dancing in the heat.
So in my head, you know, to my mind, jiving is very much a sort of a rural Ireland country thing. Clearly not then.
No, well, obviously it's very popular in rural Ireland. However, it's grown in popularity in Dublin over the last while.
Can the Dubs jive?
They can, yes. They're learning. They're trying to catch up now. I myself took up jiving the country style a few years ago. I teach ballroom and Latin dancing, and I was getting more and more calls asking, would you do a bit of country? So I went off and learned from the King of Jive himself down west, Niall Dorhy. He taught me and I just fell in love with it. It's not technical. Anyone can do it. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, Simon got up there. I saw his video and he just had a go. He's clearly not a jiver, but anyone can get up and jive.
Yeah, I'd say of all the criticism that they'll face in the election campaign, being accused of not being a great jiver probably isn't the worst thing that's going to be said about you. This listener says, is jiving a good first dance at a wedding? I'm trying to convince my fiance to go for a couple of lessons.
It's a great first dance. And I get a lot of wedding couples wanting to waltz for their first dance.
To waltz?
Yes, yeah. And I'd often say jiving is much more fun. Because it's fast, you don't have time to think. You know, it's harder to dance slowly than it is fast, believe it or not. It gets the crowd going. Everyone can jump in at the end.
Yeah.
And as I said, you don't need to know how to jive to have a go.
Everybody can try it.
They can.
This listener, it's absolutely massive where I'm from in Cavan. Everybody knows how to jive. You don't see it as much down here. My wife is a dub, hasn't a clue how to jive. Says this listener. Another texter says, my parents have been going off jiving once a week for the past 40 years. It's brilliant for them to meet similar people. They've travelled all over the country jiving.
Yeah. There's events on every weekend.
Yeah.
You just need to look it up and you can go. all over social media. If you Google jiving events or you follow certain bands, Derek Ryan, or and you look them up, you can go up and down the country.
Yeah, and go to the go along to it. You've one of the best dance hall spring floors in Bundoran, says this texter. Obviously, it must be somebody talking about the Allingham Arms Hotel. They used to host a lot of the sort of big country nights, you know, and a lot of younger people would travel from all over to come along and jive. It's different, very different though to line dancing, isn't it?
It is. It's very different because you're with a partner. Line dancing, you don't need a partner. True. However, they do go hand in hand at a lot of events nowadays. So a lot of my jiving classes, I will teach hand in hand with line dancing. So they're getting the best of both worlds. So when they're at these events, they can get up and they can have a go at everything.
Eileen says, my late mum used to jive when she was in her youth, both here and in London. And she was pretty good at it too, I have to say. Gordon to Eileen. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Kelly, thanks a million.
Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all, for joining us today. And more importantly, for showing me how to do an odd jive or two step as well.
My pleasure.
Kelly Smith, owner of Dancecraft Dance School. Thanks for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.